Finally today, the African Union has 54 member states. Make that 55 pretty soon. Next month, Haiti will officially become a member. Yep, Haiti in the Caribbean will become part of Africa. Joining me now on the line is Gary Pierre-Pierre, publisher of the Haitian Times in Brooklyn. Gary, Haiti's 4,000 miles from Africa. Why does it want to join the African Union?
Well, you know, Marco, Haiti always calls itself as a little piece of Africa in the Caribbean. So I think it's only fitting that now they made it official, because we share so much the African culture, from our religious practices to the way we interact. I know you lived in West Africa and Togo, so did I. And when I lived there, it reminded me so much of Haiti. It was uncanny. So I think it's only fitting that now Haiti decides that it's going to join an organization that it has a lot of in common with.
Right. Well, we met as Peace Corps volunteers in West Africa. I mean, the African Union exists for many reasons. One of them is economic. How will Haiti benefit economically from this relationship?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for Haiti. Right now, Haiti wants to develop a lot of industries, tourism one of them, and it has huge building boom going on. And so I think there's a lot of opportunities for commerce, for raw material that is plentiful in Africa, and just cultural exchanges. I think Africa, a place like the Congo, they very much been part of Haiti. If you go to the Congo, a lot of the professors there in the 60s and 70s were Haitians. And so the bond is really tight. And I think economically, it's an opportunity for Haiti to find a place to get some of the products that it desperately needs.
Do you think the symbolism will be more important in the long run than what it actually results in, this relationship and the African Union membership?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably more cultural than anything, I think, at this point. But I think as Africa develops its industries and it'll be looking for markets, and Haiti will be one of them. I think right now, it's true, like you say, it's symbolic. But I'm hopeful. I think in the long term, it'll be, you know, 20 years from now, looking at it like, oh, what a brilliant move this was. Why took it so long?
Gary Pierre-Pierre, publisher of the Haitian Times in Brooklyn. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Marco. Thank you.
Culturally, there are a lot of connections between Haiti and Africa. Next month, you'll be able to hear a whole collection of them on the CD Tambou Toujoulou. It features some of the musical innovation in Haiti in the 60s and 70s, discovered in private music collections from Port-au-Prince to Brooklyn. And if some of these tunes were sung in any number of West African languages, you'd think they were from Senegal or Mali in the 60s. This is one example from the ensemble Étoile du Soir. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. I'm Marco Werman, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Madame, moi c'est pas m'lié, moi pas mettre mon veille, yo si t'as fait tripotage, parce que ou Mbappé travaille.
PRI, Public Radio International.